I'm joined by Martin Chuloff in Baghdad. Martin, what's the atmosphere like?
The streets are deserted. I've never seen this city like this, and I've been coming here for the best part of 5 years. There's a real sense of foreboding right around the capital. People have been stockpiling. Checkpoints are next to empty. There's a curfew that's due to take place at 10 p.m. in the evening, but there's talk of bringing that forward to 8 or so. There's a real eerie emptiness and a feeling that the enemy is at the gate. And that's what we're hearing constantly from people in Baghdad. They truly do fear that ISIS may be able to capitalize on its sweeping gains in the north and make its way to the capital, as it pledges to do.
That's the fear, and that's what they've pledged. Do you think it is a real prospect?
I don't, actually. I think of all the places in the country that the Iraqi army would actually stand and fight, rather than fold like a pair of twos like it's done in the north, it would be Baghdad. Baghdad is the power base of the government. It is also the power base of the Shia majority, and they will want to defend the capital, the Green Zone in particular, where most of the executive buildings are, most of the ministries are, is very tightly defended and would be very, very difficult to take. The rest of the capital is also far more formidable than the cities and towns of the north, and I do think a pretty strident defence would be mounted if ISIS thought it was even possible to ride on down the highway from Abu Ghraib to the west, or indeed from the north, and try it on here in Baghdad.
What do you think ISIS's tactics are? Are they just trying it on?
Well, they weren't anticipating to do as well as they have done in Mosul and in Tikrit. They are organised, they are committed, they are disciplined, and they are ruthless. But if the other side stood and fought, they wouldn't have taken these two cities within 2 days. So they've found themselves at the heart of Mosul, the second biggest city in the country, and also in Tikrit, which is Saddam Hussein's birthplace and very important to this country's Sunnis. And it's almost a now-what moment. They can loot the banks, they can rob the armories, they can free prisoners, they can sack and pillage, they can do what they want, but then they need to make a decision about whether it's in their interest to try and hold this ground with their vastly inferior numbers, or just accept that, you know, they've done the best they ever could hope to and made off with such a bonanza that they could retreat to ground that they're far more comfortable with.
Now, this afternoon, Nouri al-Maliki wanted to Parliament to back his idea of emergency measures. Not even enough MPs turned up for that vote to go ahead. How big a blow was that?
Well, I think it's fair to say that in the last few days have been absolutely crippling to Maliki's authority, as they have to the credibility of the military, which has folded, has capitulated. It's very difficult for Maliki to command any sort of authority in the country now, and he knows it. This is an existential crisis for him and for Iraq, and he will need help to get out of this. And it's not a surprise that he's turning to the UN or to the neighbours to try and pitch in, because he simply doesn't have a military that has the will or the means to fight back.
Is it going to be Shia militias that save Baghdad?
Well, just this morning there were calls went up throughout some of the Shia mosques in the northeast of the city for volunteers to rejoin the Mahdi army. And those who are familiar with Baghdad will know that the Mahdi army are basically three words that struck fear into the heart of this city in 2006 and 2007, when they were the arrowhead of the Shia side of the sectarian war. They started gradually after 2008, and they haven't hit the streets in any organized way since. But for mosque leaders to be calling for volunteers is a very new and very startling development in this fast disintegrating crisis.
How do you see it playing out in the next few days?
I think, Kirkuk fell today to the Peshmerga of all people. I mean, ISIS had been snipping around the edges, but the Iraqi army cutting around from Kirkuk. It's a very ethnically sensitive part of the country. The Kurds have long coveted it. They've been looting and pillaging abandoned Iraqi military bases there. I mean, this is an astounding thing to happen. I can't see what's going to stop this slide into the unknown. It does appear that, you know, there's not going to be anything that's going to suddenly emerge and put it all together or simmer down these fears and tensions nationwide. It really is the gravest test of this nation state since at the very least the US-led invasion 11 years ago. And my fear is that things will slowly start to unravel in coming weeks and months.
Okay, Martin, take care. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.